from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, September 11th. Quick read on what moved overnight. 5 stories. No fluff. Let's get into it. First, from the daily upside. Musk's Boring Company scores $23 billion valuation despite slow progress. Boring Company just hit a $23 billion valuation after a $3 billion funding round led by the UAE, a big leap from its previous $5.7 billion mark last year. It's interesting since the company hasn't made much headway on its projects lately. The only completed venture so far is the Vegas Loop, a short taxi tunnel network. However, there's some movement with 2 new projects, the Music City Loop in Nashville, which is set to start operations by the end of the year, and a 14-mile network in Dubai, backed by the UAE funding. Musk's team is also asking investors to actively support the company, which adds a layer of accountability to this funding. It'll be intriguing to see how this all unfolds. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from HFIR. Idea: GeoPark's Venezuela deal creates more upside and a more difficult valuation. GeoPark GPRK has changed considerably over the past year. Its operational outlook has improved, its growth opportunities have expanded, and the company's potential value if management executes successfully is substantially greater than it was before. The proposed acquisition of Venezuela's Bear Block adds another dimension to that upside. Bear is a massive, already producing resource with a relatively straightforward path to materially higher production over the next several years. Up next, third, from the Daily Doom. Treasury yields go nuts, oil goes nuts, war goes nuts, Republican convention goes bonkers. Suddenly the US 10-year is the tickling the underside of 5%, which, of course, sent stocks down. The Treasury market's painful rout intensified Thursday as a fresh auction of 30-year US government debt and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's first beefed-up buyback operation failed to calm the market. Treasury yields took a rocket ride skyward today in another spectacular Bessent fail after all of his smug talk. Perhaps the more he plays his lame games, the more the bond vigilantes will beat him up for it to show him who's boss. And then, fourth, from David Boland, THB#872, Netflix to report box office the edge of something. There it was 11 a.m. Tuesday in Variety. Netflix will also be showing its hand for the first time by reporting box office grosses for a slew of upcoming releases. Variety has learned. Deadline followed up at 11:39 a.m. Netflix will begin reporting box office on 6 upcoming titles, including La Bola Negra. Cliff Booth: Narnia La Bola Negra is looking at a 46-day window October 16 and onto Netflix on December 2. The Mosquito Bowl: 26 days, October 30, November 25. The Further Misadventures of Cliff Booth: 27 days, November 25, 2-week theatrical release on Netflix, December 23, Inc. Next, fifth, from QTR's Fringe Finance. A hot CPI would trigger a bloodbath tomorrow, 5.4%, that's the year-over-year rise in producer prices, higher than the 5.3% expected. This is a clear signal that inflation is re-accelerating, just as the Fed is weighing its next moves. Diesel prices hit all-time highs today, which is a big deal. When diesel costs spike, it affects transportation and production costs across the board. Adding to the tension, there are unconfirmed reports about catastrophic damage to Saudi Arabia's east-west crude oil pipeline. If this is true, it could drastically impact oil supply routes and push prices up significantly. We're looking at a potential $120 for oil if geopolitical tensions escalate. Tomorrow's CPI report is crucial. It really can't come in hot after today's developments. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, sixth, from 10x Research Market Updates. Will CPI or the FOMC meeting derail Bitcoin's rally? How to trade it? Our Wednesday report flagged an upward bias for Friday's inflation release, and Thursday's PPI print has only heightened market concern that a September 16 rate hike is now possible. The probability of that hike has climbed from 42% following Fed Governor Waller's speech to 71.5% today, so the market's bias has clearly shifted toward expecting a hike. Based on some of our CPI models, which we'll explain below, this concern may be justified when looking purely at the data, but other considerations are at play. And then, 7th, from Zero Hedge, oil tanker rates hit record highs as Middle East shipping risks soar. While the crude oil supply is actually there, shipping it through the Strait of Hormuz remains a very risky endeavor, especially in light of the escalating US-Iran tanker war in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. While Saudi Arabia has started to move crude cargoes out of the region through THE north of the Red Sea and from Egypt's Mediterranean ports, oil tanker rates have jumped to record highs as escalating risks to shipping in and out of the Middle East are prompting traders and tanker operators to undertake inefficient and more expensive trade routes. Next, 8th, from PIMS. Nasdaq invests $100 million in Kraken parent Payward to accelerate tokenized stock push. Nasdaq Ventures has agreed to invest $100 million in Payward, the parent company of Kraken, Nasdaq said in a Thursday Sept. 10 press release. The investment of part of a broader expansion of the partnership between Nasdaq and Payward that will also see the companies continue to advance their work on the Nasdaq Equity Token NET framework and adopt a new market surveillance agreement, according to the release. The investment will support the continued evolution of tokenized market infrastructure. Up next, 9th, from PIMS. Fintechs are shopping for very different charters. The latest wave of bank charter activity is producing institutions that may share a federal regulator while bearing little resemblance to one another. Revolut wants a national bank that could take insured deposits, offer credit cards, and make loans. Circle has received final approval for a national trust bank built around digital asset custody and USDC reserve management. Block has applied for a national trust bank that expressly wouldn't take deposits or make loans. Upstart is pursuing a national bank centered on deposits and consumer lending. Chime is taking another route altogether. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.